And as we've been talking about on this program for so many months, you might want to make curcumin part of your daily diet. This active ingredient in the Indian curry spice, turmeric, not only lowers your chances of getting cancer and Alzheimer's disease, but may reduce the size of a stroke. We'll be back in a moment with Christian Wild, and we'll talk about this incredible spice on Coast to Coast AM. Well, here he is, author and researcher Christian Wild, back with us. His latest books, Miracle Stem Cell Heart Repair, Hidden Causes of Heart Attack and Stroke as well. Here he is to talk about a spice that you brought to the program, Christian, some time ago, turmeric. Looks like a number of scientists are beginning to jump on board with what you've been telling us.
Boy, it's never ending. The more time I put into doing the research for the stem cell research letter, the more I'm finding out about how turmeric is being used for the treatment of some of the most catastrophic diseases, from prostate cancer to breast cancer to Alzheimer's and breaking down the beta amyloid plaques in the brain to colon cancer. It's just amazing. And you know, even doing some research, I found out that when Johnson & Johnson makes its Band-Aid strips in India,
yeah,
they saturate the little gauze pad with turmeric for its healing and
anti-infection.
It's pretty amazing. It just keeps going on.
Christian, it's just a spice.
It's just a spice.
How can it do so many things?
Well, it's... they've been using it for more than 2,500 years, the recorded information that they have on it. And as you and I mentioned two or three times before, the country that is host of the lowest incidence of breast cancer, colon cancer, dementia, Alzheimer's, is India. And it's a primary spice used in their curry dishes, also China. Doesn't seem to have any side effects. Only if a woman is pregnant, she might be advised not to to take too much of it. And certainly if somebody has gallstones. And if somebody is on, and I must caution, if you're on a blood thinner, you need to talk to your doctor about it. But in doses up to 9 grams,
which is a lot.
Any side effects.
And that's a lot.
Nope. That's an awful lot. No, none of us would ever require that much.
Now they're beginning to say with this new research that it may reduce the size of specific strokes. Tell me about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's two kinds of strokes that we're normally familiar with. One is the thrombotic stroke, the one that we see among family members and friends that manifests in speech and in a gait. And perhaps the side of the face. That's the thrombotic. That's a dry stroke. It's an ischemic stroke in which the blood flow to the brain, a certain area of the brain, has been cut off. Now, a more lethal form of stroke, the one that this article is referring to, is the wet stroke, in which the brain, literally arteries or vessels, bleed blood into the brain.
Yeah.
It's what Ariel Sharon had a few years ago.
And he's still alive.
He's still alive, and he's in a vegetative state.
Sure.
Because most people don't make it over a month with a hemorrhagic
stroke. It's
been
years now for him.
He's been hanging on. He's got the best medical people around him, you know, and I don't know if they hope that one day he might come out of it. Would be wonderful if he did. A great man. But, more and more, sometimes I go to put this stuff in the newsletter, which you have the newest one, because I promised I was going to dedicate a lot of the stem cell newsletter to turmeric, because how can you overlook it? I mean, what we're really about is finding information that can save people's lives and improve their lives. And it just keeps showing up in one disease after another that it's being treated. For one thing, in cancer, it inhibits the formation of cells that will form the tumor. It inhibits them, and it inhibits also the promotion of those cells as they would normally increase through the body. And on top of that, they stop the metastasizing of the cells. And in one of the newsletters, we talked about Barrett, Agrawal, one of the world leaders, who's doing the studies at MD Anderson. And, George, he is now doing a study with pancreatic cancer using turmeric.
This may end up being a wonder spice.
It absolutely is. And, you know, they can't make any money on it.
Remember that movie, Dune?
Huh? Yes, indeed.
They talked about the spice. I don't think they were talking about turmeric.
No.
But, you know what? It sounds like it could be one of the most valuable things out there.
Yeah, more and more. And it's anti-inflammatory. It's a COX-2, a natural inhibitor of inflammation, which is more and more. As my first book, remember, the subtitle was Inflammation, Cardiology's Newest Frontier. And from there, we now know that inflammation in cancer, it's an inflammatory disease, in Alzheimer's disease, in most all the diseases, certainly arthritis, and now they find it's also involved with diabetes. So anything you can do to control inflammation in your body, that's the killer. You know, I was just reading earlier, and then I went ahead and followed it up and did a story in the second newsletter about, this is a little off the subject, but a reason why parents and grandparents may want to freeze cryogenically the umbilical cords of newborns. Childhood diseases can show up 5, 10, 15 years later. And if you have the cord, then you have the stem cells, and by then they'll be able to use them, George, you know.
That's true.
And I'll give you an example. Joanne Kruntzberg, a leading scientist at Duke University, a husband and wife came to her to say that their child, the 3-year-old boy, had cerebral palsy. And they knew that she was doing some breakthrough studies. And they said, is there anything you can do to help our son? We happen to have frozen his umbilical cord, his own cells, when he was born. She did take the cells, process them in just a few-minute procedure, and 8 months later, the boy was declared free of cerebral palsy. And that's the kind of things you're going to read about in the newsletter, and there's hope there.
It's remarkable. MyHeartBook.com, that's Christian's email and website address right there. You can get right to him. We'll be back in a moment with phone calls with Christian Wild on Coast to Coast AM. Next hour, Dr. Shelley Kerr joins us. We're going to talk a little bit about Edgar Cayce and his thoughts of vibrational healing and energy medicine. But when we come back, we'll take your phone calls with Christian Wild on Coast to Coast AM. Christian, I'm already getting countless emails from people who want to know if they should use turmeric merely as the spice in food or go get capsules.
I recommend the capsules, and it must be turmeric curcumin.